The ACLU alleges Correct Care Solutions, now known as WellPath, discontinued inmate Terry Carlisle's pain meds while she was serving a six-month sentence for DUI in 2015. Carlisle was 57 and suffered from a chronic condition resulting from nerve damage. She was accused of hoarding medication after a cell search revealed a single nerve pain pill for which she had a prescription. The defense argued, as an inmate, Carlisle received appropriate consequences and that the standard of care was met. Carlisle's ACLU attorney, Kelly Simon, disagreed.
Defense counsel raised a number of points that they think justifies denying a woman pain medication when she's experiencing feelings of having ice picks shoved in the end of her toes. I don't think any of defense counsel's points justifies that behavior.
Federal Judge Ann Aiken advised both sides seek settlement. Reporting from the federal courthouse in Eugene, I'm Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.